Welcome to the Pizza Bros Podcast. Today is episode 39. Kyle, it's cold outside. Da 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 da.
It's another cold, snowy day in Chesterwood. Snowy days are a delivery driver's favorite thing in the whole world. Everyone stays off the road, and because no one wants to go outside, it's busier than ever. Pizza Bros has been benefiting from this bump in business lately, and their delivery drivers have been raking in the cash. However, another store in Chesterwood has found the wet, cold, snowy weather more difficult to deal with.
"You better take off that coat, Lacey,"
says Kyle, the owner of Bikini Pizza, in a threatening tone.
"This isn't parka pizza, it's bikini pizza. All you girls are supposed to be wearing bikinis, not ski gear," he continues.
"But Kyle, we'll freeze to death dressed like this out in the cold."
"I don't care if you turn into a human popsicle. Our customers expect a hot girl in a bikini, and that's what they're going to get, or you're fired," he yells in a rage.
"Then we quit, right, girls?"
Lacey yells back.
That's right.
The other bikini girls agree. They put on their winter coats and head out the door.
"Fine, I don't need you. I'll find someone who'll deliver in a bikini, even in the snow,"
he screams as they all march out the door into the freezing weather. Over at Pizza Bros, Ed smiles happily to himself. He makes a pizza and hums a pleasant little tune as the orders continue to pop up on his screen.
"Ed being happy is really creeping me out,"
comments Dennis to Steve.
"I know, right? It's just wrong,"
agrees Steve.
"Dennis, your delivery is ready,"
Ed says cheerfully.
"So weird,"
mutters Dennis.
"Why are you in such a good mood?"
asks Dennis as he takes his order from Ed's cheerful hands.
"Oh, am I in a good mood? Huh, I guess I am,"
says Ed cheerfully.
"I just found out how much my Christmas bonus is. Thanks to all this snowy weather, it's even bigger than normal,"
says Ed with a smile on his face. "You're not going to blow all your money on hair and tracksuits again, are you?" asks Steve with apprehension.
"Oh no, I've learned my lesson. I'm not going to spend my money on material goods anymore,"
Ed says with a laugh. "That's good. I was worried for a minute," says Steve.
No. I'm into experiences now,"
says Ed as he heads back to the make line to make another order. Suddenly, Jenny comes in from the back door.
"Today is great. I've made $50 on 4 deliveries. Yes,"
she says cheerfully as she shakes snow off her puffy coat that is bigger than she is.
"That's really good. I'm at 40,
adds Steve. Ed puts 2 more orders into the warmer.
"Remember to drive safe, you two,"
he says cheerfully and heads back to the make line. Jenny shivers.
"Cheerful Ed is weird."
"I know, right?"
responds Steve. They both grab orders and head out onto the slick, slushy roads. Jenny drives slowly and safely down a suburban street covered in thick snow. Her tires make the only tracks in the street as she makes her way towards her delivery. She looks at the delivery address on her receipt and searches carefully for it as she drives down the street. Finally, she finds it. The house is positioned on the corner of 2 streets with a large front yard and a covered porch.
113! There it is!"
she says aloud.
"Aw, crap! These guys didn't shovel their driveway,"
she continues as she searches for a place to park. Jenny looks carefully and sees what she thinks is a circular driveway that connects to the large covered porch.
"Perfect!"
she exclaims. She drives up to the porch, gets out of her car, and marches through the snow to deliver her order. She knocks on the door and puts on her nicest, cutest smile. A man in his 50s opens the massive door of the huge house.
"Good afternoon, sir. Here's your order,"
Jenny says cheerfully. The man looks at her with a blank, unblinking expression. He looks at her, then her car, and then back at her.
"Thanks," he says hesitantly.
"Have a great day,"
she says with a smile. Jenny walks back to the car, her blonde ponytail happily wagging like a dog. The man's wife and child come to the door and watch with horror as she leaves. Jenny sees them from the car, puts on another smile, and waves happily as she drives away.
I wonder what their problem is. They keep staring at me.
She ponders.
What a bunch of weirdos.
As she departs the property, she feels a large thud from her tire hitting something big.
Huh, that was a huge curb.
She says aloud to herself and heads back to the store.
Oh well.
Jenny returns to Pizza Bros, ready to make even more money. She walks in from the back door and puts down her hot bag. She looks around for an order and can't find anything. She sees Ed on the phone by the register, but he no longer has the happy, carefree look he had earlier.
I'm sorry, sir. Can you say that again? Your rock?
Repeats Ed as he frowns and points angrily at Jenny from the phone. He mouths,
"What's wrong with you?"
at her and finishes his conversation. Jenny returns the look, shrugs her shoulders, and says,
"What?"
Completely oblivious. Ed finishes his call, hangs up the phone, and rubs his face in frustration.
"Urgh!"
exclaims Ed.
"Jenny, that was the dumbest complaint I've ever taken. And it might be the dumbest thing anyone has ever done in the history of Pizza Rose."
Jenny draws a confused expression on her face.
"What are you talking about? What did I do?"
she asks.
"Where did you park on your last delivery?"
Ed asks.
"In their circle driveway? Duh! Why?"
Jenny replies with innocent confusion.
"Because they didn't have a circle driveway! That was their yard you parked in!"
Ed yells.
"What?"
"You broke a decorative rock and murdered one of their koi fish as you left!"
continues Ed.
"Are you serious?"
says Jenny in shock.
"Yes, and they want Pizza Bros to pay for it!"
continues Ed. Jenny's jaw drops, and for the first time ever, she's speechless.
"What do you have to say for yourself?"
Ed asks. Jenny can't manage to utter a word. Ed's angry demeanor breaks through Jenny's tough exterior, and she begins to cry. Also, murdering an innocent fish didn't help much either. From the back of the store, Dennis and Steve return from their deliveries and see Ed back to his normal grumpy self.
"Oh, thank goodness! He's grumpy again! All is right in the world!"
exclaims Dennis. Steve sees Jenny, who is visibly upset.
"What happened?"
She attempts to stammer out words in between her tears.
I parked in some guy's yard, and I broke a rock, and I murdered a fish, and now I'm in trouble."
Dennis and Steve burst into laughter.
"You broke a rock?"
questions Dennis, still giggling.
"And murdered a fish?"
adds Steve through his own laughter. Ed's eye twitches.
"I'm gonna sit in my office. Let me know when my delivery gets here. I ordered lunch out today,"
he says as he retreats to his office. Suddenly, an unexpected sight appears from the back room of Pizza Bros. In walks Nave, their giant, hairy, smelly delivery driver. He holds a bright pink hot bag and wears a pink Speedo and military-grade snow boots, but nothing else. Jenny stops crying and immediately bursts into laughter at the absurd sight.
"Nave, what are you doing here? Dressed like that?"
she asks through what are now tears of laughter.
"I have a special delivery,"
he replies in his slow, broken speech. Steve puts two and two together and calls for Ed.
"Hey, Ed, your delivery's here."
"Yeah, you better hurry,"
says Dennis through his own laughter. Ed snaps out of his bad mood and immediately ends his sulking.
He jumps out of his chair.
It's about time! I paid a lot of money for this!
He says as he darts out of his office and towards the front of the store with excitement. But in the rush, he completely misses the sight of Nave. Ed is disappointed as he looks around.
Where is she? Where's the bikini girl?
He asks, confused.
Your bikini girl is right here!
Says Jenny as she fights back continued laughter. Dennis points Ed towards the back of the store.
Now that way!
Ed spins around and gets a full view of Nave.
What? What? Where's the bikini girl?
Here's your pizza, sir.
Says Nave with a flirty wink as he tries to hand Ed his order.
But I didn't order you!
Ed yells angrily.
I want my money back!
Sorry, Bikini Pizza has a no refund policy. Have a great day,
says Nave as he turns to leave. Ed begins to gag as he sees the back of Nave's hairy thighs as he walks away.
Oh, disgusting!
Says Ed between dry heaves.
I guess you're right. You are more into experiences these days.
Says Steve sarcastically.
Yeah, that experience was worth every penny.
Adds Dennis. Thanks to the long cold winter and Nave's hairy shoulders, Bikini Pizza was finally put to rest and things at the Chesterwood store finally took a turn for the better. The end.
I feel really bad about murdering a fish. I'm just going to throw that out there. Like, really bad. Like, seriously, it looked like it was his driveway.
Yeah, well, every last dollar I have to pay is probably going to get docked to your pay. You know that, right?
What? That's not fair, Ed.
Well, you got insurance, right? On your car?
You made me drive in the snow.
Yeah, but you've got insurance, right?
Dennis doesn't win with me. You're not either, Ed.
All right.
I don't care if you're my boss.
We'll see what the lawyers at Pizza Rose Corbett say about that. And then I guess we'll figure it out later. But yeah, you should probably prepare to like at least pay a deductible.
I'm not worried about it.
So anyways, that's the end of episode 39 of the Pizza Bros podcast. Don't forget to visit therealpizzabros.com. Like, subscribe, share, and remember, tell your friends. And if you stop listening, we'll have zero audience. See you guys next week.
Bye.